Johann Sebastian Bach's birthday is March 31st, and the Bach Society of Dayton will be performing one of his masterworks, a piece called St. Matthew's Passion. It's been billed as, quote, the most significant choral composition in classical music, and with good reason. In order to perform it, the Bach Society Choir will be partnering with the University of Dayton Chorale, as well as dozens of professional musicians and singers to tell the story of Jesus' crucifixion. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds has more.
2 and 3. Those are two, up, up, B. 2 and 3.
That's John Neely, musical director for the Bach Society of Dayton. He's leading both the Bach Society Choir and the University of Dayton Chorale in their first joint rehearsal for St. Matthew Passion. Neely stands in front of a grand piano while a team sets up platforms and chairs for all the singers.
It's a high mark Johann Sebastian Bach piece. It has double chorus, it has two orchestras, and superb soloists coming from various parts of Ohio and beyond. It's just worth every minute of the 2 hours plus.
Tonight, there's no orchestras and no soloists. It's just the two choruses, but that's still 100 people. And the choruses have yet to rehearse together.
Right where you start, please. Right at 66 feet, okay? And we go.
For the performers, this piece is both a point of pride and problematic. Sharon Norton is a member of the Bach Society and a singer. She says it's not just all those people singing, but that they're singing so many different parts.
You have 9 soloists, and it's in German. The only thing we don't have to do is stand on our head when we sing. That would probably, you know, add the complexity, but it fits together, and you'll hear it, and it's just beautiful. I think it's great that we can perform something so epic here in Dayton.
Norton loves the majesty of the piece, and when the University of Dayton Chorale arrived, she was ready to start singing.
Here comes the UD students, so.
Are you excited to sing with all these young people?
I am, and we had the opportunity to collaborate earlier this year with Central State University, and it was a phenomenal experience.
That's one of the Bach Society's missions, to get more young people involved in music, and not just Bach. When they partnered with Central State, a historically black college, they put on a program of spirituals called Songs of Hope and Freedom. Now, they're partnering with the University of Dayton, a Catholic college, to perform the story of Jesus' crucifixion from the Book of Matthew, with Easter approaching. Here are UD sophomores Claire Carey and Maggie Fetter.
Honestly, it's one of the hardest choral pieces you can do in a lifetime, and it's like really wild that we're doing it now.
It's one of the most intense things that I've ever done. I've never sang a work entirely in German like this. It's really, whew, it's a big one.
Fetter says that classical music in general, and Bach in particular, is a great starting point for anyone interested in music.
It underlies all modern music. In order to really write detailed, good stuff, you have to know how to do it. And that comes from the older stuff. That comes from Bach. Bach was the first person to write counterpoint.
What's a counterpoint?
That's a great question. Yeah, it's kind of like how the soprano, alto, tenor, and bass lines, they all interact with each other in the music theory world. There's like rules that Bach kind of made up, like he was the first person to do it, and then theorists came along later and said, wow, this is really good, and he does it pretty consistently, so we're going to make this the school of thought.
Stephen Hankel directs the University of Dayton Chorale. His students have been working on this since January, rehearsing, listening to tape, learning German diction. He says he sees big epiphanies on the horizon for these young performers.
You know, for them, a lot of them, they haven't really gotten a chance to ever sing something like this at this magnitude, so to do this, to do all Baroque music for most of the semester, it was a challenge for a lot of them. But I think now they're going to see, as it come together with the other choirs, then when the orchestra comes and the soloists come, they're going to say, bing, oh, this is what it is, you know. So it's been different ways trying to motivate them throughout the semester, trying to just remind them that this is a service and they should be excellent because they are sharing the gift of music with the community.
This is just the 5th time that St. Matthew Passion has been performed in Dayton in the last 70 years. But the Bach Society of Dayton put it on just 5 years ago. That means they have a unique knowledge of what these kind of collaborations take. They also say that the program, that little pamphlet you get when you walk in the door, is key. It has the German on one side and the English on the other, so everyone can follow the story of the crucifixion, while the choruses and the orchestras and the soloists put their passion into the performance. For Culture Couch at WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.